through this method, by beginning to understand the unwholesome forces of ourselves and to master them. We can say control them, it's not so quite good word. Master them, receive them with an open mind. Recognize them and cognize them, and in that we weaken their overpowering force and become free from them. It takes a long time. Not only one lifetime, several lifetimes necessary. But with each time we recognize one of them, we are weakening the entire force of it, and we're freeing more and more my being from the imprisonment of these forces. That true? Now that we could not translate all, but maybe we understood. Who understood? Not. Huh? We come back to that tomorrow a little bit more in the morning. We repeat it, and we'll open the day with being open in the mind for receiving these enemies or these friends. Same way, how you look at them, you see? To whom does that sound good? Well, good. Makes sense, huh? Very clear. Very clear. Very good. Very simple, too. Every mind can do that, even the minds which come to loose bucket. Every mind can do that. If you think this is only for the great religious people or big enlightened people, no, everyone can do that. The Buddha said everyone. All what we have to do is observe. So,
I was thinking about one thing. You have used the word laziness before, but now you use the word tiredness, and it's a bit different.
Oh, well, I said laziness is a form of that basic inertia, you see. And tiredness also. And that goes for mind and body. Now, the real collective word for that is basic inertia. Huh? I also said heaviness, cloudiness, fuzziness, laziness, different forms expressing themselves out of this mental factor, mental mentality, inertia. There's also basic in us the opposite, restlessness, you see. So, I would suggest, it is getting running late. It's almost 9 o'clock. So, perhaps we get up all now, stand up, and sit a little while after this. I like you, maybe we'll open the windows to get fresh air. When is Loose Bucken building a big hall for us to make movement and to lay on the floor? And when are we going to have that?
Soon. Next time.
Next time? Please do that. A big store, a warehouse building. And we can take all the things out when we don't have a course, or we go in there and move and jump around. It's a very small place for this. Hmm? So what we have to, all our movements have to be very restricted unless we go out. But it's some kind of lead. Is there a nice meadow place where which is even, not for tonight, but which is flat over there? I will go tomorrow with you, Johan, and look. Mm-hmm. So, I think we were there once. So let us then perhaps recall what we called balance and standing. That helps. So, to balance. The hands stand too, and step off those mat there, yeah, on the plate. Can you see me all? Good, yeah. So just stand. Have your feet apart, a foot maybe. So stand like this, good. Now shift your weight to the right side. Yeah, like that. So right side for you is this side. So I am left. Put your feet a little bit more apart. Mm-hmm. More, one foot, good. So all to the right side, see? And let the other foot just support you by the toe. And then hang a little more over. And your head hangs now too. See? Gives us already a little bit way of stretching. Huh? Now shift to the other side, but be aware what we are doing. We are observing physical condition. Stretching. Bending. When you really do that, there is no mental desire. Good. Let the weight all come to that side. Your head sideways hanging. Now go with your mind to your ear. Good. Let your mind be aware of the ear falling over the shoulder. Let the arm hang loose. Let your hips carry your weight. And you go with your mind to your foot, to that side. You have it? Compare it with the other side. Now we shift the entire weight and you observe how you shift. And come slowly to hang on the other side. See, so body, my body. I'm having feelings here and these feelings tell me of the body. It feels even good, does it? Yeah? What do you think it would feel like if I let you stay till tomorrow morning? It would be dis-ease. Let your head hang. Good. Really loose. Very good. Now gently to the other side. You see, even the breathing becomes more clear. Let your arm hang loose. Good. Don't hold. That's good. Yeah. Peter, more looser. Hang over to the side. Let the arm hang. Very good. Now gently let the other side pull you over. Not you doing it. Let the side, the arm hang, pull you over to that. And stay with your mind now open in receiving all feelings from this stretch or bend. And then come now back to stop where you feel the weight is between two sides evenly distributed. And you stop there. You notice this now? How does that feel?
Harmony.
What?
Harmony.
Harmony, good. What would you say? One word.
Balance.
Balance, Peter?
Balance.
Balance,
Good.
Good. See, expressions of a state of being which involves body and mind. Just one word is good because both seems to be together. Not melted together, but I recognize both in balance. So bodily doing some movement, is body and mind is observing and it is in balance. Now let us get up with your hands stretching up, high up. Let your fingertips pull you more through the shoulders, through the hips, through the knees. And let now everything of the stretch, the shortest way, return. Let your mind be present. There's probably a need for breathing. Let it be. You only need to observe. If there's another need for new breath, come up. Breathe in. Hold and let it go out, that breath. You don't even need to push it. See what the mind is noticing. Breathing out or letting the arms go down. See where the mind is now. Nothing happening, we are standing, then you go to your feet. Standing. See how heavy you feel in your feet. How heavy do you feel in your knees? Around your hips. How much of your weight do you let go through your shoulders? Good. Now gently we go up again. Breathe in through your nose and maybe a little through your lips. Stretch more and release. Allow it to release. As it releases, see what your mind is doing. Is it noting in the shoulders, in the arms, in your knees, in your feet? See, how is it now? Does it stand all right? More at ease? Yawn?
It's okay.
Okay. Once again. Be aware how you are lifting your hands. Let the palms face each other. Up, up, up. Breathe in. And begin to release it. And see where the mind is continuing to observe when your hands have come down. You're standing, remember, the contact with the floor and the weight in both feet. Is it even or are we standing on one foot too much and on the other not? Now let's do our beginning movement once again, but with one arm up. And all over to this side. Note how your head is receiving this bending, your arms, your shoulders, your hips, and that side of the foot. And then return, shift to the other side. And return to the other side. Now this time you also observe a little your breathing. You breathe in as you go up, halfway, breathe in, and then as you go down, you breathe out. Breathe out. Stand on one foot, strongly. Begin to breathe in slowly. Note when you begin to breathe out. In. And out. Eva, you are doing this too. And once again. Now this time you come back, you find the stop where both sides feel evenly receiving the weight. See, it has changed a lot in you. Has changed from tiredness maybe to more alertness. Body felt constricted before, now it is more open. Together with mind, see how it can change. We are always able to change our condition by doing nothing except by being awake to it. So now maybe we go a little bit on our tiptoe. Once again, balancing into the whole part of the feet, the weight, stay and gently return. Let the mind become quiet in this, settling. Good. See how you can come more to quiet, to sit handed. Once again, be aware as you go up. Become more balanced in your knees. Let the mind attend to the knees, to your ankles, to your toes. Now watch all three of it as you slowly come back to the floor. You notice? How much more? You notice? Mind falls into this happening of the body, becomes very quiet. Once again, my own functioning. Stay attentive to standing on toes. See what the ankles are reacting on the knees. Stay still and see what it happens. Now gently begin the back journey. Observe how you touch the floor and let the feet receive the weight. Becomes more subtle. Elsa, do you notice? See, the mind becomes this meditative, even within the movement of the body. You don't need to sit always quiet. Once again, up. Stay attentive in the toes. All five toes you have in mind. See how you can become more comfortable. Yes. In your ankle, left and right, same in the knees. How about in your groins, your hips? And now, gently. The floor. See how long you come to standing, giving in. Do you notice? Still takes place. Go only that high to your toe, on your toes, till it, where it is feeling comfortable, not where I wobble too much. There is a balance, see? You can go very high and then you're very wobbly. You can go medium. Notice the difference. And now gently come back. Notice the touch with the floor. See? Even breathing can become very quiet in this practice. That we cannot breathe quietly is that the mind isn't quiet. So, are we feeling all right for the last 15 minutes to sit now? Yes? What is your watch?
9 o'clock.
9. Yes, we hang on 15 minutes. Please sit down. Yes, that's good, I think. Okay. Mm-hmm. So for these last 15 minutes I would suggest a sitting which does not move. Choose now a position where you feel your spine carrying you, being upright. Those who sit on the chair, try not to lean against in the back. Please come forward and sit only half on the chair. Mm-hmm, Björn. Yes, like this. And from the sitting to the knees, there is a bridge. This is free. You see, make a bridge. Good. Then the feet can stand fully on the floor, much better. So that you have an awareness of your posture of sitting. And now let those who sit on the floor, they feel now the impact of the weight on the floor. Notice that you are sitting on two bones actually, two sitting bones. Yeah. And notice the uprightness of your spine and the back of your head is in alignment. Mm-hmm. So note all these things now about your sitting. Let your abdomen be free. And let us now remember that the sitting is supported by the process of breathing. We would not sit there if we would not breathe.
I don't understand.
Right? And then turn your attention now to breathing in and breathing out through the nostrils and the touch of the breath you observe. Johann, please. Observe. Translate.
Vi märker andningen bara. Hur andningen går in och ut genom näsborrarna.
And continue holding attention here. And in the back of your mind, you remember always the feeling of sitting.
Upplev känslan av sittande.
Breathing in and breathing out. We do now 15 minutes. be open, accepting, and that way you are loving to yourself. Notice each breathing in and each breath going out. Notice the feeling of it in the nostrils and the upper lip. And perhaps you find out that you are holding your breath. which can happen in the throat. Let it breathe out. Let it breathe in. When it is difficult, you observe your sitting. Angry, you don't like, out of that comes hate, aversion. See two. Three, be aware when the hindrance force of laziness, sloth and torpor comes up. Oh, I don't want. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, I fall over. There are six forms how we create our own laziness. Listen carefully. Too early. One. Too early. It's too early for me to meditate. It is too late. I'm too tired. Too late. Want to sleep. I got up too early today. I can't meditate. Two. Number three. It is too cold for me. Too cold. I meditate when it is warm. Then the mind says, it is too hot. Too warm. Can't meditate. Always two. Out of balance. There were two more. You see, too hot. Too cold, too early, too late. I can't think of the other two.
In my mind. Stuffiness is coming up in my head. Okay.
Yeah, too stuffy. Yeah, it's too hot, too stuffy. See, if you can observe that moment, it is actually a mental state coming up to tell you it's too stuffy. It has a good reason not to meditate. Not to train the mind. So now, if you listen to that, too stuffy, well, you have all reason not to do it. What are you doing then? It's too stuffy. Something else. Then a restless comes in, or a desire, other desire comes in. You see? One hindrance becomes weak, the others all come in. And that is the way we live. We always have reasons not to conquer our mind, you see? And so you become always a victim of it. So gradually we create now a strongness in the mind by just noting and not reacting. Stuffy. Is it really that stuffy, you see? Do I die from it? Is it really that dangerous? If it is too stuffy, then you might get up and say, we may open the door, window, that's all. You open the window, you go back, and it is no issue anymore, you see. You handle it not as a hindrance, but as something reminding you to change maybe the condition and to continue. You understand? I'm too thirsty to meditate. Oh, now I have it. The other one, number five, is too much food have too much eaten, I cannot meditate. Some other things, oh, I have eaten too little, I'm hungry, I can't meditate. See? So we have always reasons, too much or too little. We never find ourselves in balance. Burn, it's not necessary to join sleep. But you could say these six forms of creating our own laziness.
Ja, de fem undanflykterna då, som lättjan tar sig uttryck i, är att man säger då att det är för tidigt att meditera just nu, eller det är för sent, eller att det är för kallt att meditera, eller att det är för varmt, det är för kvavt, eller att man har ätit för mycket så man känner sig däst, så man kan inte meditera därför, eller att man känner sig lite hungrig så man ska nog äta lite innan man mediterar. Så det är alltid de där lättjans sex.
Six?
Ja, sex former.
You got all six?
Yes.
Good. So you see what I, why I'm saying that is you begin to awake how tricky the mind is on place on us. And we believe it always and we act to it. It's too cold now to go out and make exercises and greet the morning. Too cold. At lunchtime we will do it. Then it's too hot. Oh, I can't. It's too hot for me outside. So we have always creating our own laziness. When you catch up with that, you begin to smile. You laugh about yourself. How we are creating our own hindrances. Hmm? So if you find that, the next is then one becomes angry and irritated, and then another desire comes. It's a vicious cycle. Meditation means training the mind, being strong and open and noting what comes in. Desire. Thinking, desire, what comes in? Anger. Ha, anger. Hmm, what I'm angry for. Hmm, look at it. Don't take, you're very angry. Find out, to whom are you angry? To your friend? He is in Stockholm. What does it mean you do angry with him? Only your own heart becomes contaminated about anger.
Mm.
Find out to whom the anger is.
Ja,
when you feel you are angry.
När man känner att man är arg, vem, känn efter vem är det man är arg. Jaktar vem det är man är arg på, och den där personen kanske är långt borta. Det är inte aktuellt att sitta och gro ilska över honom eller henne.
Maybe you are angry with yourself. Find out. You cannot meditate rightly. You want better concentration, but instead of doing better, you are angry.
Mm.
We create our own anger.
Vi kanske är arga på oss själva eller missbelåtna för att vi inte kan koncentrera oss eller inte meditera.
I have a friend, very lazy, likes not to wash dishes in the sink. Piles up always. Very angry she is at the dishes. Very angry, very upset. She calls the friend, said, I'm very angry. I'm upset, so many dishes in my sink. See? Angry at the dishes. So I say, why don't you wash the dishes? And clean up. Then we need to be angry then anymore. She doesn't understand, you see, that washing the dishes would remove the anger, would remove feeling guilty that she is lazy. See? Say that.
Vem ser ut som är lat och inte tycker om att diska, utan det samlas stora travar på diskbänken, och till slut så ringer hon någon vän och beklagar att hon är så arg på all disk eller sin egen lättja över att inte inte kommer sig för med att diska någon. Så just genom att sätta igång då och diska så tar man ju bort irritation.
Ja, same. I'm angry, I cannot concentrate. Then why don't you concentrate? Instead of being angry, always see to what we are angry and that we are creating anger in ourselves. Very important. We are creating anger.
Jakt på hur vi skapar ilska i oss istället för att koncentrera oss.
We are creating. The same way we create doubt.
På samma sätt skapar vi tvivel.
That is like driving a car on right side and then on the left side, then to the right again, then to the left. I cannot decide on which side I want to drive. So I'm constantly going back and forth. Many accidents can happen. Many dissatisfactions. Doubt. Very bad. Not deciding. I doubt. Watching my nostrils, watching my breath here, that shall help me, that shall make me happy. Nonsense. So you go back and forth and doubt, cannot make up your mind. Doubt does not allow you to practice.
Tvivel tillåter oss inte att öva, utan det är som att köra bil då. Ibland på höger sida av vägen, ibland på vänster sida av vägen. Och det uppstår en massa olyckshändelser om man inte kan bestämma sig.
Mm-hmm. And when I have doubt, restlessness comes in.
Mm.
And when restlessness there is, then I have other desires. So once we allow one hindrance to take over us, all others come.
Tvivlet då gör att sinnet blir rastlöst igen. Och när sinnet är rastlöst så fylls det av önskningar om att någonting annat ska vara. Och då skapar man igen en massa
when we allow doubt to come in, then restlessness comes in. Then comes desire come in. So we leave, if one door opens to one hindrance, all others follow.
När ett hinder får fritt fram så för det med sig alla de andra också.
They are called, these five hindrances are called the corruption of the heart.
De här fem hindren kallas för hjärtats korruptörer.
Ja. Yeah. Is it?
Hjärtats igenstängare kanske.
Förmörkelse. Ah, you got it. Yeah, help him if he finds not the word. I know it's very difficult when I speak in German. In the German classes, I have sometimes difficult too to find the right word in other language. Also, German is my language, but I have forgotten a lot. So, they are corruptions of the heart. That is to say, they are obstructing, clouding the purity of my heart.
Som hindrar hjärtat att bli öppet och rent.
And a lot of our dissatisfaction in life, unhappiness, is that we are not able to awake and to be aware when these corruptions are have conquered us.
Mycket av lidandet i världen uppstår då vi låter dessa hinder få fritt fram och bli våra herrar som vi är, som sådana här sprattelgubbar, Pinocchios under.
So please remember that. And when they are there, return to breathing. Observe your breathing. Let the mind come quiet in the breathing in and in the breathing out. Or let the mind become quiet in watching your sitting or your steps, your walking. Or just be aware that there is a mental factor called doubt or desire or one of the hindrances at your in your consciousness. Just being quiet, accepting, does weaken it.
När detta kommer, fäst uppmärksamheten på andningen och finn balansen där och därifrån iaktta vad som uppstår i sinnet. Lägg märke till, notera. Där är tvivel, där är rastlöshet. Och på så vis bli herre över de där impulserna istället för att vara dess slav.
A great help is when you are full of anger or hate to somebody, that you send loving thoughts to that person instead of hating thoughts, saying, may he or she be happy. May she or he lose their anger toward me, which makes me angry too. You send loving thoughts of happiness to that person. Something entirely different, against the old habit, that purifies your heart. Thoughts of love purify than thoughts of hate. Contaminate.
Det kan vara en hjälp om man fylls av svarta tankar till någon eller har hatkänslor, att man gör tvärtom, att man försöker tänka, låt den där personen bli lycklig, man sänder kärlek istället och renar det sinnet.
And remember, desire, hatred, laziness, restlessness, and doubt are mental factors, mental aspects, unwholesome aspects within the whole mind. So be just aware of it, that it does not cloud the good aspects of the mind. See?
Lägg märke till att de här fem hindren är just mentala faktorer i mindet.
And be aware of them, that they don't cloud the good qualities of the mind.
Mm. Och låt dem inte överskugga eller förmörka mindets goda kvaliteter.
It is a tendency of the mind which is not awake that the bad and unwholesome qualities always take over.
När sinnet inte är vaket, så blir uppmärksamt, då tar de här fem hindren över.
It is easier to be lazy than diligent.
Det är lättare att vara lat än vara uppmärksam.
Yeah. It is easier to be reactive and angry than making a smiling heart.
Mm, det är lättare att vara arg.
Isn't it? It is.
Än att vara
It is easier to desire things which I don't have than to accept what I have.
Mm. Det är lättare att önska sig det som man inte har än att acceptera.
It is easier to be critical and doubting than to really see what is there and accept as it is.
Mm, det är lättare att vara kritisk och tvivla än att
true.
se vad som är.
Ja. It is easier to be restless and being unhappy about it than to be quiet and be contained and content.
Det är lättare att vara rastlös än att vara förnöjsam.
So that is why meditation is, especially Vipassana, to awake to what the mind is doing with me. When I am awakening to all that, I don't become a victim of all the mental factors.
Just genom att vara vaken och att man lägger märke till de här hindrande faktorerna, så låter man dem inte ta överhanden över oss.
Now listen, you are like the mind then like a blue sky, who is blue and undisturbed of the clouds, of rain, of the sun, of the heat, of the moon, of the stars, of the darkness. It's always the, when these phenomena disappear on the sky, it's always the blue sky, undisturbed, uncluttered. In the same way, all these mental factors are like the phenomena on the sky, coming and changing and going and coming and going. What remains is the still mind, observing mind, accepting mind. Let all the mental factors, all the hindrances come up, and you observe them letting go. You are like the blue sky, untouched, just watching them come and go.
Sinnets natur är som den blå himlen. Den är helt blå och öppen. Men de här mentala hindren, de här fem faktorerna, begär och rastlöshet, tvivel och lathet och så vidare, de kommer in som moln på den här himlen och täcker över himlen. Men om man noterar att de kommer, så förändras de och så går de vidare. Och man vet då hela tiden att himlens hum, eller verkliga natur, är den öppna. Då får de inte möjlighet att fullständigt täcka
himlen. Good, very good. You're learning a lot, huh? So you have to be alert. You cannot be lazy. See, very difficult. You watch. I take them this afternoon somebody else. You learn whilst he's saying. Also. So what I have to say now is, be like the blue sky, be like the beautiful pure mind. Let mind be like the pure blue sky, undisturbed by all what comes and all what goes. Be like the blue sky.
Vad som den blå himlen då, som alltid är ostörd av molnen som drar förbi.
Just note what comes up. Doubt. Okay, you observe it. Doubt. Doubt. What am I doubting? Doubt. Return to awareness of breathing and walking. Desire. Watch what desire, how you want it, and remember, whatever you want, it will not satisfy you. Observe each arising hindrance. Observe it until it goes. It will pass too.
Jakt på varje mål som kommer, och se hur det förändras, och se hur det går förbi.
and feel yourself as the center of the universe, a quiet pool, a quiet still point.
Och du själv är en stilla, tyst, iakttagande punkt.
Just observing mental phenomena arising in the head.
Och du själv observerar mentala faktorerna som så dyker upp i sinnet.
That way you conquer yourself, you master yourself.
På det viset blir du herre över dem istället för att vara.
And content and happiness comes from that.
Förnöjsamhet kommer ur detta.
So, takes long time, little by little. Don't be too greedy. Little by little we are learning, remembering.
Och vi får vara ödmjuka och inte för se att utvecklas i detta tar tid. Det går
little by little
i taget. Ja.
Little by little we purify our heart.
Allt eftersom vi vårt hjärta renar.
So now it's time for walking, hmm? For refreshing your attention, refreshing your consciousness with fresh air and your body too. It is 10:15, we are walking 30 minutes and half an hour walking. Don't disappear in your room and slip into your sleeping bag. That would be victim of the mental factor laziness. Watch it. Just when you slip in, let it remember and slip out. That's what you can do at the time. You find yourself just going to sleep and then all laziness, out you go. Awake to it, smile to it, greet your hindrances and change. So, and then we come back in 10:45. Then I like to see the next group, like yesterday, and the others will be meditating. So, any question? Yes?
I have two questions. One is, I have been doing meditation for months, watching my belly rising and standing in still, watching my...
What did you say? I don't understand what you said.
I have been doing for months.
Oh, here. Yes. This afternoon I wanted to come there. You see, but it is very good to have this. It is the highest, the most practiced form of mindfulness on breathing. It really comes in here, you see, the breath. When you awake to that, you see, today, this morning, I showed you to be aware of the whole face, of the top of the head, it goes through to the throat, and you go to the mouth, and here again. You open up to neighboring domains of breathing. This afternoon we go from the throat down to here and connect, and then you have both, and then you will see what you like to do. But it's very good to have. If you can do this good, this comes automatic too, because when you breathe in, the belly rises, huh? When you breathe out, the belly falls. The rising and falling is in that too. So when it's difficult now, try anyway, yeah? And we will try this afternoon and connect, see. And then you have both. Don't make a conflict of it. It has very much together. It's connected.
And then I have another question.
Yes?
You have been talking about the one of the good qualities we can develop is acceptance of things the way they are coming to us.
Yes.
And you also was talking about that we have the choice to change
mm-hmm.
things in our life and around us, which
mm-hmm.
are hindering them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm confused about that.
Yeah, good.
I can't accept them.
Uh-huh. The change comes about by accepting. When you accept, when you are, say, you're angry, very angry, you just are about to do something. But when you are observing now your anger, you see, and you are feeling the anger, and you're not acting out, you just feel it, then you have a choice to change. Then you can change what you like. Then after you have accepted your own anger, then if you will see that your initial striking is not necessary anymore. You have a choice. You can change then when you have discovered your acceptance. Then you have space to see what you are doing. When you just have no space, you are angry and act right away, you have no choice anymore to change. You have to be in a reaction of your anger. You understand?
Yes. I understand this example, but I have other examples in my mind.
Uh-huh. Which one?
If I'm getting, for example, food is not good for me, I don't like it. What is the point that I am giving in to my desire if I try to change it?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the point that I change something?
Well, first you must eat the food mindfully. You see the food. See the food first. Eat mindfully. If you know that it is not good for your health, that particular food, then you maybe go to the kitchen and say, look, I have some stomach ulcer, or I have a medical condition which I cannot eat this food. I must this method by beginning to understand the unwholesome forces of ourselves and to master them. We can say control them, it's not so quite good word. Master them, receive them with an open mind, recognize them and cognize them, and in that we weaken their overpowering force and become free from them. It takes long time. Not only one lifetime, several lifetimes necessary. But with each time we recognize one of them, we are weakening the entire force of it, and we freeing more and more my being from the imprisonment of these forces. That true? Now that we could not translate all, but maybe we understood. Who understood? Not. Huh? We come back to that tomorrow a little bit more in the morning. We repeat it. And we'll open the day with being open in the mind for receiving these enemies or these friends. Same way, how you look at them, you see. To whom does that sound good? Well, Good. Makes sense, huh? Very clear.
Clear.
Very clear. Very good. Very simple, too. Every mind can do that, even the minds which come to loose bucket. Every mind can do that. Do you think this is only for the great religious people or big enlightened people? No, everyone can do that. The Buddha said everyone. All what we have to do is observe. So,
I was thinking about one thing. You have used the word laziness before, but now you use the word tiredness, and it's a bit different.
Oh, well, I said laziness is a form of that basic inertia, you see. And tiredness also. And that goes for mind and body. Now, the real collective word for that is basic inertia. Huh? I also said heaviness, cloudiness, fuzziness, laziness, different forms expressing themselves out of this mental factor, mental mentality, inertia. There's also basic in us the opposite, restlessness, you see. So, I would suggest... It is getting running late. It's almost 9 o'clock. So perhaps we get up all now, stand up, and sit a little while after this. I like you, maybe we'll open the windows to get fresh air. When is Luce Bakken building a big hall for us to make movement and to lay on the floor, when are we going to have that?
Soon. Next time. 4 years.
Next time? Please do that. A big store, a warehouse building. We can take all the things out when we don't have a course, or we go in there and move and jump around. It's a very small place for this. So what we have to, all our movements have to be very restricted unless we go out. But it's a kind of late. So, is there a nice meadow place for me, which is even, not for tonight, but it's which is flat over there? I will go tomorrow with you, Johan. And look. So, I think we were there once. So let us then perhaps recall what we called balance and standing. That helps. So, to balance. The hands stand too, and step off those mat there. Yeah, on the plate. Can you see me all? Good. Yeah. So just stand, have your feet apart, a foot maybe. So stand like this, good. Now shift your weight to the right side. Yeah, like that. So right side for you is this side. So I'm left. Put your feet a little bit more apart. More, 1 foot, good. So all to the right side, see? And let the other foot just support you by the toe. And then hang a little more over. And your head hangs now too. See? Gives us already a little bit way of stretching. Huh? Now shift to the other side, but be aware what we are doing. We are observing physical condition. Stretching, bending. When you really do that, there is no mental desire. Good. Let the weight all come to that side. Your head sideways hanging. Now go with your mind to your ear. Good. Let your mind be aware of the ear falling over the shoulder. Let the arm hang loose. Let your hips carry your weight. And you go with your mind to your foot, to that side. You have it? compare it with the other side. Now we shift the entire weight, and you observe how you shift. And come slowly to hang on the other side. See, so body, my body, I'm having feelings here, and these feelings tell me of the body. It feels even good, does it? Yeah? What do you think it would feel like if I let you stay till tomorrow morning? It would be dis-ease. Let your head hang. Good. Really loose. Very good. Now gently to the other side. You see, even the breathing becomes more clear. Let your arm hang loose. Good. Don't hold. That's good. Yeah. Peter, more looser. Hang over to that side. Let the arm hang. Very good. Now gently, let the other side pull you over. Not you doing it. Let the side, the arm hang, pull you over. And stay with your mind now open in receiving all feelings from this stretch on bend. And then come now back to stop where you feel the weight is between two sides, evenly distributed. And you stop there. You notice this now? How does that feel?
Harmony.
What?
Harmony.
Harmony, good. What would you say? One word.
Balance.
Balance. Peter?
Balance.
Balance.
Good.
Good. See? Expressions of a state of being which involves body and mind. Just one word is good because both seems to be together. Not melted together, but I recognize both in balance. So bodily doing some movement is body and mind is observing and it is in balance. Now let us get up with your hands stretching up, high up. Let your fingertips pull you more through the shoulders, through the hips, through the knees. And let now everything of the stretch, the shortest way, return. Let your mind be present. There's probably a need for breathing. Let it be. You only need to observe. If there's another need for new breath, come up. Breathe in, hold and let it go out, that breath. You don't even need to push it. See what the mind is noticing. Breathing out or letting the arms go down. See where the mind is now. Nothing happening, we are standing, then you go to your feet. Standing. See how heavy you feel in your feet. How heavy do you feel in your knees? Around your hips. How much of your weight do you let go through your shoulders? Good. Now gently we go up again. Breathe in through your nose and maybe a little through your lips. Stretch more and release. Allow it to release. As it releases, see what your mind is doing. Is it noting in the shoulders, in the arms, in your knees, in your feet? See, how is it now? Does it stand all right? More at ease? Yeah?
It's okay.
Okay. Once again. Be aware how you are lifting your hands. Let the palms face each other. Up, up, up. Breathe in. And begin to release it. And see where the mind is continuing to observe when your hands have come down. You're standing, remember, the contact with the floor and the weight in both feet. Is it even, or are we standing on one foot too much and on the other not? Now let's do our beginning movement once again, but with one arm up and all over to this side. Note how your head is receiving this bending, your arms, your shoulders, your hips, and that side of the foot. And then return, shift to the other side.